I've never thought we were beat. This is a big bonus for us now because we're in the last four.
This is good. Colin McFadden. There's a goal chance here for Colin McFadden. Colin McFadden shoots and the ball's in the net. Great finish by the St. Michael's man. Well done by Carl Lacey. Well done by Mark McHugh. Well done by Michael Murphy. What a finish on his right foot. Michael Murphy still has it. Still now gives it inside. This is the Brick Molloy. Here's a goal for Donegal. Donegal have scored a goal. It's the Brick Molloy. He's came on as a substitute. It must be an Ulster final for Donegal. Tyrone had it and lost it. The best pass in the world. It's all over. And Donegal are in an Ulster final. It's a remarkable performance by Donegal. They were so poor for the first half hour of this game. It never looked like they could win this game, Declan, the way they were playing.
You have to hand it to Donegal. They kept battling, they kept battling. Things didn't go their way. You know, Michael Murphy probably the quiet deity of it. But in the end up, he was involved in the two goals from Donegal's point of view. Great finish from Colin McFadden. Great finish from Dermot Molloy. It's great to be in an Ulster final.
I personally feel that they deserve to take this title home, but they're going to have to earn it. Anything other than that will be huge disappointment for this group of players.
The referee's going in. Has he given a penalty? He has. He has given a penalty. Goal! Cracking goal! Rattled into the net by Michael Murphy. Right foot, right of the keeper. Murphy has it first time. Murphy holding on to get off to McFadden. McFadden onto his left foot, taps it over the bar. Lovely play by Donegal. Great score. Gives it inside here. Chance for Michael Higgerty. Michael Higgerty onto his right foot, takes it over the bar. Great score by Donegal. Great play by Donegal. Now they've got the bit between their teeth. Plays it across here to Michael Murphy. Could he put the icing on the cake? Instead he gives it to Colin McFadden. Can he put the icing on the cake? He certainly can put the icing on the cake. What a score by Colin McFadden. What a move by Donegal. What football in the second half by them. Fantastic stuff. The lead is out to 6 points again.
Absolutely brilliant. Let the critics have their say now, Charlie. That's a great Donegal second half performance.
Fantastic. Donegal have won it. They're the champions. 19 years later. It's taken a long time, but Jim McGuinness, the man who took them to an under-21 All-Ireland final, he's won the Ulster Championship in his first year as manager. 19-year gap. The provincial championships mightn't mean as much as they used to. It doesn't feel like that now, Declan.
Absolutely brilliant, Charlie. People were on about doing away with the Ulster Championship and the Munster Championship and every other championship, but I'll tell you, when you see the scenes out there, Donegal travelled in huge numbers today. I mean, we haven't seen a crowd like this behind the Donegal team for a long, long time.
Donegal are on their way to an All-Ireland quarter-final, but more importantly, the Anglo Celt Cup, after 19 years, is on its way back to Donegal. I just can't get enough, I just
can't get enough, get enough. The biggest kick that we get is seeing the supporters' faces when we do well. That's phenomenal. The support for the Donegal team today, when they ran out onto the field, the reaction that they got, Colin McFadden kicking a score to make it 6-6, and the reaction from the crowd, and everybody knowing we were going to win the Anglo-Celt and take it into this thing tonight.
Christy Toy's about to come into the game. He hasn't played inter-county football for a long, long time. Gives it inside. There's a goal chance here. Is it in the net? It's in the net!
Christy Toy!
Seconds after coming on, has put the ball in the net. What a substitution! What brilliant play by Frank McGlynn!
And if I could, I'd build the wall around El Donegal. The north and south to keep them out, I gotta build it tall.
This could be a last chance for Donegal. We're inside the injury time and extra time. The Brecon ball comes down. Murphy's still trying to get there. Donegal have it. The ball shot comes in from Christy Toy. It's the equalising score from Christy Toy. Fantastic from the St. Michael's man. Oh, what a return, Declan Bonner, for Christy Toy.
Absolutely inspirational score. 2 minutes,
there's 2 minutes of injury time. Murphy, brilliant chip up by Murphy. He's close to the sideline, but he didn't go over it. He's got a man behind him. It's Neil Gallagher. He's got men inside
left.
Him. He's got men inside him. Here comes Donegal. David Walsh. Rory Kavanagh gives it inside. There's a high tackle there, but the referee didn't give it. Kevin Cassidy, I think, has it. Is it Cassidy? I'm not sure. Here comes the shot.
It's Cassidy.
Shot
it's over the bar.
It's over the bar. It's over the bar, is it? It's over the bar from Kevin Cassidy. Donegal have the lead.
It's all over.
2 minutes of injury time is gone. The referee, he's allowing Kildare to continue on. Is he going to blow the final whistle? He's going to give them one last chance. He's not. It's all over. Donegal are in the All-Ireland semi-final. What a comeback in the second period of extra time. Declan Bonner, is there any beating this team?
They say the old dog for the hard road, and who better than Christy Toy and Kevin Cassidy to come up with the good? What an inspirational, what a score from Kevin Cassidy. He will never score a more important score than that one he got out there. Absolutely brilliant. And you can see the scenes, you can see the players out there. It's absolutely fantastic.